The Bible tells us that there are two different kinds of blindness. One of these is physical blindness, like the man in John 9 who lived in a world of darkness, never saw a sunrise or a sunset, a flower, or the face of a child. But in the Bible, the more important sort of blindness is spiritual blindness. We are blind from birth and don't know it until Christ anoints our eyes and enlightens our minds to see the truth. The evangelist John isn't interested in politics or class or heritage or sex or race or nationality. No, for John, there are two primary groups of people, those who see Jesus for who he is and those who don't. And if you haven't seen Jesus to be very God of very God, you are suffering from spiritual blindness. As the light of the world, Jesus reveals the truth about his own identity. You and I don't have to believe it. The Pharisees didn't have to believe it. But until we see Jesus for who he is, the Messiah who takes away the sin of the world, we are spiritually blind. But at that moment, when we do come to see him for who he is, in the words of St. Paul, we become new creatures. The old passes away, and the new has come. Suddenly, we see life in new perspective. We see death in new perspective. We see our shattered dreams, our regrets, all of the complication of our lives with new perspective. And that new perspective is that we no longer need to grope about in the darkness, wondering if God is looking down from a distance, wondering if God exists at all. Because the light has dawned, we see the face of God in the pages of the Scripture. We hear him speak in the deepest wounds of our heart. John would have us know that Jesus, the light of the world, opens the eyes of the blind to behold the truth. After all, he tells us why he wrote these things. He wrote them so that we might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God.